This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are on your radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, also streaming live on YouTube. I did go into the YouTube chat.
How was that?
I saw, and there's a comment from Tim, and he said, "Tell Spike I just waterproofed the basement and is the house that he just bought." So thank you to Tim from Groundworks, great WIP sponsor, was in my house waterproofing my basement.
There you go.
So I didn't see Tim. I wasn't there, but thank you, because water in your basement, not a great thing. As you know, Ike, water in your basement, yes. Not what you want. So thank you, Tim. Thank you, Groundworks. Thank you to the Philadelphia 76ers, who wasted an unbelievable amount of my time this year as I watched 81 of the 82 games. I did skip the one against the Timberwolves when I was in the dog kennel that
night. Are you really committed to the team then?
Unfortunately, yes, I am, unfortunately.
You're never going to get this year back, by the way, Spike.
It's, I know.
Yeah. You're getting older.
Thank God. You don't want this year.
No, I know. Yeah. Look at the
total waste of your year.
But look at the hours. I think I did it at some point earlier this year. I added, it's like 2 weeks of hours watching the Sixers this year.
Yeah.
They end up 24-58. If I had asked you at the beginning of the year, what is more likely, the Sixers going 58-24 or 24-58?
I would have said 24-58.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Over 58-24?
Okay. Negative Ike.
Wow, yeah.
Who is crazy, he wins, man. One Super Bowl and now everyone's team in the city sucks. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So they lost yesterday against the Bulls. They are in that fifth spot in the lottery. They have a 64% chance of keeping their pick, which is top 6% protected. Yeah. They have a 40-some percent chance of top four and a 10.5% chance of getting the top pick. So Daryl Morey and Nick Nurse spoke right after the game, and one would think if they are doing this speech after the season's over, then they're both staying, which Daryl Morey talked about right here.
Coach Nurse and myself will be back, but we're going to... You know, with Elton Brand and ownership, assess everything and where we can get better. We owe that to the fans. We owe that to really everyone who cares so much about this team, who stuck with us through this. And I want to thank the fans that have stuck with us.
So people were wondering whether he would get fired. I was pretty firm in saying I didn't think he would. And Nick Nurse, I think people wanted fired too. I don't think either of them deserve to get fired, and I think this is the right thing. I don't know that keeping them is going to change because what happens next year is really just based on whether they're a contender or not. It's just based on whether Embiid can play. Like Nick Nurse, it's hard to fire him after this year. Mm-hmm. Could he have done a better job? Yeah, I guess. What does that mean? Right. I don't know. You know, it might mean they don't even keep their draft pick, to be honest with you, if they wind up winning 37 games rather than 24 games. So end of the day, I think he lost control of the team. But I also think it was a nearly impossible situation for Nurse. So what I would say, if I were Morey and deciding whether to fire Nick Nurse, I would ask myself two questions. Do I think Nick Nurse is a good coach? Do I think this year is because of him? Yes, I think he's a good coach. No, I don't think this year is because of him. So and as far as Morey goes, like, my opinion, last offseason, you were presented with two options. Because you can't keep Embiid without going for the Paul George thing. And you don't get Paul George without getting the Embiid extension. And I think people might say, you shouldn't have done either of them. You should have just traded Embiid. But also, what are you getting if you trade Embiid last offseason? Probably the same thing as you're trading this offseason, nothing. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was worth a shot. And I thought they did the right thing. It's the same thing I would have done. It didn't work. Sometimes you make the best call you have on the hand that you're dealt. And I think he made the best call he had on the hand that he was dealt, and it didn't work out. And they are where they are, and they're not in good shape. I think there are a lot of teams in worse shape. I think if they need to rebuild, having Maxey, having McCain, potentially having that pick is a nice little start to a rebuild. But I don't know. I don't think Nick Nurse deserved to get fired. I don't think Daryl Morey deserved to get fired.
Well, I don't think Nurse certainly didn't deserve to get fired. He can't control whether or not his players are injured.
Right.
What's he supposed to do? It's not as if he coached guys and they fell short of expectations. His guys weren't there all year. They were off and on. So I can't necessarily blame him. And even when they were there, they weren't 100%, and they were either coming off of an injury or a rest night, or they couldn't play in back-to-back nights. Like, that's very difficult to have to coach. So I don't really fault Nick Nurse much at all. Daryl Morey, on the other hand, I'm not going to say it's a fireable offense, but he certainly, to me, holds the majority of blame here. Like, if you know, Joshua Harris is going to be an absentee owner and leave everything to Daryl Morey and give him the assets that he needs to improve the team, whether it's money or draft capital or whatever, to give him the free reign to do it, then this is essentially Daryl Morey's team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is his team. So it was his idea to go get Paul George. If I'm a fan, I'm saying he has to be smarter with knowing what the projection of Joel Embiid is. And I'm not saying he's going to move on from Joel Embiid, but I'm certainly not going to double down with another maybe player that could put me in an even deeper of a hole. Because Embiid wasn't healthy at all after the injury in Oakland.
Last year.
Right?
Yes.
He wasn't healthy. He looked hobbled. We knew he needed some sort of procedure. He was going to play in the Olympics. Like, to me, nothing said Embiid was going to be ready to make a strong run for anything serious next year.
I think that I hear you. I understand.
Now, I'm not saying you don't re-sign Joel, because you're stuck. You got to re-sign Joel.
Like, that's
so
the
that's
thing.
Not what I'm blaming him for.
So I think that
it's more the Paul George thing.
I understand it. To me, the thing is, though, if you're it's sort of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Mm-hmm. And he has to own it. This is his. It's mm-hmm. his team. He like and he's got this year, right? And I don't think it's impossible, by the way, that you see Bob Myers sulking around a little bit more. And I don't doubt that this could be.
Those whispers start to become a little louder.
Yeah. And I also don't think it's impossible. This is last year. I don't think any of those things are impossible. What I do is I go back to that and I'm like, okay, well, if I'm re-signing Embiid, and I know I need to capitalize on this year. Like, maybe Paul George, maybe I'm not super confident, but it's better than not getting Paul George, is I think the way that he looked at it.
Sure.
And again, sometimes, by the way, sometimes you make the best bet, it doesn't work, and you get fired for it. You know, at the end of the day, he's just judged on results. Mm-hmm. Like that, and the results were horrible this year.
Yep.
So I can talk in circles and circles about, well, what would you have done? But the result is still the same. Mm-hmm. The result is the team sucked this year. They had to lose on purpose to keep their draft pick, and it didn't work. And it doesn't look like Paul George is going to be anything, and it looks like Joel Embiid may never play another meaningful season in the NBA.
Sure.
And he's the one who decided to double down on it.
Yeah.
Again, I can say from now until whenever, it was still the best chance, even though it's a bet, but he has to own that.
Yeah.
And if you are going to say he's got to own it, his job should be on the line, I can't argue with that at all.
I thought him less about the Embiid stuff, even though it's frustrating, and it would have took some cojones to not re-sign Joel Embiid.
Yep.
And have him still here, like, to deal with that every day.
Yep.
So I get that part. It's the George and the other older players they brought in that I'm more or less like, that's where I don't give him a pass there.
So speaking of the older players, he did talk about what he could do better, and this is what he said.
What can I do better? And there's quite a few things there. I would say one of those things is I was very focused on finding veteran-type players who generally perform very well in the playoffs, and I didn't put enough emphasis on the team getting through the regular season. And so next season, for sure, we will be a younger, more dynamic group.
So he's right. Mm-hmm. I think what he did, he said later in the quote, he said, I worried too much about what I needed in the playoffs,
right,
and not enough to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And you have guys like Eric Gordon and Kyle Lowry, who, by the way, in the playoffs could probably help you, but you got to play 82 games to get there. And if you know your best player at best is going to play 60 games, is probably going to play 50 games, then you're going to need, the way the NBA is now,
you're leaning on those guys more in the regular season.
Right, and especially the way that Nick Nurse plays defense. Nick Nurse's defense is all about scrambling to the ball, creating turnovers, and those Raptors teams that even the non-championship ones, the ones that gave us hell every time.
The wing players.
Yeah, they were all running around, slapping the ball away. They felt like every one of them had a wingspan of 10 feet, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they didn't have that. And hopefully some of the guys that they let play the end of this year, Justin Edwards, hopefully they keep Quentin Grimes. Adem Bona ended up looking really good, like a serviceable backup.
Yeah, he can do something, like him.
You know, so hopefully they learn the lessons of it and they're able
more
to pivot.
More athletic, I thought. He's about a big man being athletic and coordinated.
Bona, yes.
Yeah.
And we had...
Most big men like that are clumsy.
We actually had lobs and alley-oops and stuff with Adem Bona. It was the craziest thing I ever saw. So, and they get Jared McCain back next year. So, you know,
hopefully a top five pick.
Hopefully a top three pick. Hopefully a number one pick.
Top pick.
Yeah. It's easy if you get the number one pick. It gets more interesting if you get the number two pick, because the consensus number two pick is a guard. And then when you go 3 to 6, then it gets even more interesting. Whether you take that player and you play them, whether you take that player and you trade them, you know, whatever ends up happening. So there you go. 215-592-9494. A completely depressing situation with the Sixers. But Daryl Morey and Nick Nurse back. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike.
Tasty Cake. What's up, brother?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Ike, you've influenced my decision on things probably 25 times in the last 16 years.
Yeah, talk to me.
I'm going to attempt to influence you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So, Ike, just looking at the facts, his last 2 years, Pascal Siakam regressed under this guy, correct? Last year, Tobias Harris was put in the corner. That was very one-dimensional. Buddy Hield could not hit a three, couldn't get on the floor with this guy. And Paul George had the worst career of his life. Now, we're hoping like heck to get lucky and draft Cooper Flagg, right?
Yep.
Do you want this guy coaching a forward?
Mm-mm.
With his history?
Dom. Tasty Cake. Tobias had a worse season this year than he had last year.
What's that?
Tobias Harris's one of his stats. Well, right, because he was on a healthy
team. Did Buddy Hield
team.
Have a worse year this year than last
he
year?
He had a terrible year after the first 10 games.
Buddy Hield had a worse year this year?
He had a terrible year after
Pascal
the first 10
Siakam
games.
Did Pascal Siakam have a worse year?
I'm not talking. Pascal Siakam is old news, Tasty Cake. You're saying that Nick Nurse can't coach forwards. He won a championship with Pascal Siakam and Kawhi Leonard. Two forwards.
The championship card don't work anymore, Spike, because you've killed Doc Rivers 1,000 times, and he won a championship, too. So that card you can't play anymore.
With four Hall of Famers.
Right.
And, how many Hall of Famers were on the team that Nick Nurse coached to a championship? Four?
None, but all the Hall of Famers for Kawhi. Golden State were injured.
They still won a championship.
The entire Golden State team was injured.
They won a championship!
Okay.
They won a championship. And if he can't coach forwards, why was Tobias Harris worse this year than he was last year?
Well, I don't see it that way, Spike.
Well, less points, less rebounds, less assists.
And honestly, I didn't watch a lot of Detroit Pistons games this year. Okay. I know he was I know this. When Tobias Harris was here, Joel Embiid, Ike, missed a lot of games when Tobias was here, didn't he, Ike?
He did.
And they made the daggone playoffs every year, Spike. They can make the playoffs.
Yes, like last year. Like last year. Like last year. Tasty Cake, did they make the playoffs last year?
They did.
How many games did Embiid play? How many games did Embiid play?
50.
39.
Okay.
All right. So
we round up, though.
Yeah. So he played 39 games. Okay. So he played 39 games. Tobias Harris had better numbers in every category. And they also made a pretty significant trade 2 weeks into the season. They started the season without Harden. And they added players two, 3 weeks into the season. None of that matters. Did Batum play well last year?
He played.
Did he play well last year?
He was effective.
Okay. Is he a forward?
Yes.
Okay. So I know you don't like Nick Nurse. He's not the reason they didn't make the play. I know. But he's not the reason that the team fell this year, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, roster wise, I just want to informationally, roster wise. Tyrese Maxey is a ball-dominant guard.
Yes.
Jared McCain is a ball-dominant guard.
He's not.
And Quinn. Okay. All right, Spike. I'm sure looked that way to me because you watched those games. I watched every one of those daggone games with you. He had the ball in his hands.
Because Maxey was out most of the time.
Okay, so you're saying next year he'll be able to come off the ball.
He is incredible off the ball.
Okay. Spike. You're telling me something that's making me really happy.
I love you. I want you to go to YouTube and I want you to Google Jared McCain, Steph Curry.
Oh God, no.
I'm just telling you.
Same player.
No. I'm just saying he plays similarly.
No.
I'm not saying he's the same player. He plays similarly off ball. Steph Curry is great off ball. That's all.
All right.
Tasty Cake, you won this round. Of course, Nick Nurse did not do a good job this year.
Mm-mm.
Paul George failed.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Spike, how could I possibly win a round when the Sixers are my left arm and they lost 58 games? The Eagles are my right arm and my Sixers are my left arm.
Which body part's the Phillies?
Well, they don't want none of my legs because I'm in a wheelchair.
Oh.
So
we'll
talk about my shoulder or something.
We'll have them be your shoulder. Or maybe your, you know.
But, it's called a big dose of D.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that they can do something next year.
Yes.
And, I know you watch all the games, Spike.
Well, not every game. 81 out of 82 this year.
Yes, yes, I did miss one.
Fraud.
Yeah.
You were defining Nick Nurse offense. I've never seen a more lackadaisical offense in my life.
Me either, Tasty Cake.
Okay. I mean, you know, they don't play hard defensively.
Mm-mm.
And he doesn't know when to apply pressure and not apply pressure. And he's lost games. I don't know if they were trying to lose games at that point. It was a long time ago, but he lost games. You know, I'll never mention this again this last time.
Sure.
He had a 26-point lead. You got the game in the bag. You got seven zone busters on this, and he goes back into his own. It's
unbelievable.
Can't believe they lost to the Celtics without their best players.
Yeah, Spike, it's in the game. If you have 26, if there's 11 minutes to go in the game,
I'm not. Tasty Cake, God bless you. We can't debate the loss to the Celtics from 3.5 months ago.
I love it, dude. Yes,
we
this
can.
Is my radio.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to move up.
Well yes, it sounds like.
You're the one bringing it up, Spike.
Saying that, Nick Nurse has a great defense. So,
that's not what I said. All right, Tasty, you got a chick flick, Tasty Cake.
I think that I got to go Barbie. Right, with all that fuss, and they were having Barbie parties.
Did you like that? Did you see
it? Was terrible.
I didn't see it. I did not see it.
How can that be your go-to chick flick? You've never seen the movie, Dom.
Yeah, I know you're a tough guy, but you got one.
Lock-in.
You got one you like.
Wait a minute. Spike, I never said I was a tough guy. I'm not trying to be no tough guy. I'm just trying to. I was trying to. I like to be on the same page as Ike. And
yep.
Most people do.
I normally am. And
played for the Eagles.
And, he wants Nurse back.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, you love Nick Nurse, Ike.
I didn't say I did. Is that what you heard?
Well, you said you wouldn't fire him.
I don't know if he deserves to be fired.
Yeah, he's the best enough. Coach in the city.
Spike, I'm going to pray every night now that next year, okay, April, you get the bust I'm going to call. And I hope you get the buck because the Sixers won 63 games.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Nothing will make me happier.
Yeah, 0% chance.
All right, Tasty.
Dead wrong.
Yeah.
See, the
thank you, Tasty.
The problem for you with Nick Nurse?
Yes.
I don't know if he's ever going to do anything significant here. So, well, yeah, he, I yeah. mean, other than him winning that title in Toronto, like, he's going to be hanging his hat on that for the rest of his coaching career. I don't know if he's going to do anything significant here.
He'll probably get fired here. Good coaches get fired all the time. Mike Budenholzer just got fired. Eventually, every coach gets fired. Taylor Jenkins did a good job in Memphis, I thought, overall got fired. Michael Malone won a championship in Denver, got fired. Nick Nurse didn't get fired, but he essentially, you know, in Toronto, it basically was like getting fired. I think, you know.
But I would say with those guys, Budenholzer, I mean, listen, they won that championship with Milwaukee.
He did turn that Hawks team with no stars.
I agree. And Jack could tell you, that's who I wanted as a Sixers coach.
Budenholzer.
They were all up at the same time.
Yep.
Like they were all up at the same time. And that's who I wanted. I don't know, in the NBA, it's hard to tell who's a good coach.
Right.
Right? Like, I'm just saying. If you can't change, if you need an ideal situation, meaning you need star players, then how am I supposed to know you're a good coach if everything relies on the player?
I agree. I think there's probably three, or usually in the NBA, I don't want to pick them out now. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably 3 to 4 excellent difference-making coaches. I think there's probably 5 horrible coaches, and everybody else is in the middle, sort of dependent on whether their team is good enough. And I think Nick Nurse is not one of the 3 or 4 best coaches in the NBA, but I think he's good enough. I don't think this year was on him. I thought he did a good job the year before. We'll see what happens next year. His biggest problem this year, I thought, was that he didn't handle the problems well. Like, I thought
he was frustrated.
He got tense and frustrated and angry. And his job is to not show that. You know, his job is to be a steadying force for the players, and that's not what he was.
Yeah.
Well, he also went zone when they were up 26 against the Celtics 3.5 months ago.
I just wonder how much of his frustration was because of the players, meaning if Joel is dictating everything, when he's going to be there, when he's not going to be there, is he going to play, is he not going to play, is he a part of meetings, like all the stuff that came out early in the year that Tyrese supposedly addressed. Paul George, how soon did Paul George check out when he saw
what Embiid was?
Yes.
I don't know this. I think Nick Nurse was incredibly frustrated with Embiid.
Yeah.
And disappointed.
It seems like it.
That is my gut.
Yeah.
So coming up next, it's a shame that we don't have the Masters every day.
I agree.
Because the Ike Reese Masters update
is one
of the most famous bits in the history of the WIP afternoon show and our year of doing shows.
Well, and Spike made us wait till 3:30 to talk about it.
All right. Screw you, Jack. The final Ike Reese Masters recap is next. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.